And join me in a word of prayer. Lord Jesus, we do thank you this morning. This is the designated season of Thanksgiving, but we know that it's much more than that. We thank you, God, for who you are and what you do, and God, for the fact that you have come into the world and then offered the opportunity to come into our lives. And I pray, Lord Jesus, that all of us here this morning would, wherever we are in our listening to you and our relationship with you, God, that we would be just a little bit more open after today, and that you would fill us up even more, and that this time would be a great time for us to just fall in love with you even more and to walk away from here as thankful people, humbled by your goodness and by your mercy. And I pray that the words of my mouth and the thoughts of all of our hearts, God, this morning would be pleasing in your sight, because you're the rock and you're our Redeemer. And we pray these things in your name. Amen. I want to read to you a psalm that I love to read often. And it's a Thanksgiving song and psalm. And I think that this morning, as we reflect on it, maybe it'll become one of your favorites too, from Psalm 92. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to the Most High. It is good to proclaim your unfailing love in the morning and your faithfulness in the evening, accompanied by the 10-stringed harp and the melody of the lyre. You thrill me, Lord, with all that you have done for me. I sing for joy because of what you have done. O Lord, what great works you do, and how deep are your thoughts. Only a simpleton would not know, and only a fool would not understand this. And then he declares at the end, he says, the Lord is just, and he is my rock, and there is no evil in him. I read this little story on the internet this week, that where a mother wrote that her young son has this standard prayer before meals, and it goes something like this. She said, "Thank you, God, for this gracious food. In Jesus' name we pray, amen." And that was the one he sort of just says over and over again. He's a young little guy. And one evening, however, he decided to thank the Lord for the birds and for the trees and for his friends. And he asked God to watch over his family and to help them be good. And Mom said, "I was thrilled, because it seemed like this was consciously on his mind now. He was coming up with this prayer from his very heart." And then he said, "Amen." And he took a spoonful of soup and he gasped, and then he dropped the spoon in the bowl and I should have said a longer prayer. My food's still hot. I should have said a longer prayer. So this morning I ask you, why do you give thanks? Why do you give thanks? The writer says in the psalm, it's good to give thanks. It's good to give thanks. But why is it good? Hopefully it's more than just giving time for the soup to cool down a little bit. The psalmist starts out with that it is good to give thanks to the Lord. Singing praises is good. Worshiping God in the morning is good, in the evening, and it's doing good with musical instruments like we've done already this morning. But I thought about that word good. Good can mean many things, can it? Good is sometimes a synonym for the word beneficial. It's beneficial. Sometimes parents use that word for their kids. Kids, this is good for you. This is good for you. I remember my dad telling a story about me when I was far too young to remember it. But he said, "Paul, I wanted to get you to eat split pea soup, and you were about one and a half years old, and I would come to you with the spoon, and I would say, 'Son, this is beneficial for you. This soup is good.' And as a one-year-old, I said back to my dad, 'But Dad, I get no pleasure out of split pea soup.' And I spit it right back in his face. But he kept saying, 'It's good for you. It's good for you.' Well, that's one definition of good. Another definition of good maybe gets a little bit closer to what we're talking about this morning. Good is appropriate also, too. It's just the right thing to do. And when we think about it, when we look at creation, when we look how God is, when we see how God is involved in our lives and the offer that he gives to every single one of us about coming and dwelling with us and just living with us and being our best friend and guiding us. And when we remember what God did for us through Jesus, sending a son into the world to live and to die for us, to pay the price that we could never pay, we can say this. We can say it is objectively right. It is good that we give thanks and worship God. It's doctrinally right to worship God. Sometimes I've heard it said it's our duty to give thanks and give thanks to God. Those are both appropriate. Those are beneficial and appropriate, are good uses of the word good. The good I think that the psalmist is striving after this morning is expressing much more than just saying it's good, as in beneficial, or it's appropriate to give thanks to the Lord. I believe the psalmist is expressing a passionate expression of love. We get a taste of this in the next few verses where it's on the screen. It says, "You thrill me, Lord, with all that you've done. I sing for joy because of what you've done. Oh, Lord, what great works you do. How deep your thoughts are. Only a simpleton would not know, and only a fool would not understand." So do we give thanks and do we worship this morning just because it's beneficial and appropriate? Well, it is beneficial and appropriate, but it's more than that. It's about a love relationship with God. God loves you so much that he sent his son into the world to die for you, and he wants you to love him back. The Bible tells us that God made you to love. God made you to love. He made you to be the object of his love. That means you're created for the purpose, for the specific purpose of having a relationship with God. That's the most important thing you can know this morning in life, is that God loves you extravagantly. And then the most important thing you can do in life is to love him back, to love God with everything you are. You remember the story where the man came to Jesus and said, "What's the most important commandment, Jesus?" And of course, what did Jesus say? He said that very same thing. He said, "You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself." Nothing is more important. Our primary purpose is loving God. And honestly, folks, if we miss that part of our life, our life is a failure. That's a pretty stark, pretty blunt thing to say, isn't it? But it's the truth, because we've missed the very reason that God created us, to love and to be loved. So how do you express love for great food? Well, you eat it slowly, and you chew it, and there's oohs and ahs that are a part of it, and compliments and thank you to the chef, the maker of the food. And in some cultures, a good burp is even expected afterwards. That's how we say thanks. How do you express your love for people? Well, we tell them, and we thank them, and we spend time with them, and our love for God and our thanksgiving is expressed, though, for God, with an expression that is only reserved for God, and we call that worship. We call that worship. Worship in the Bible is expressing love to God, and part of worship is giving thanks. And it's just not a ritual. It's just not something you do in a building for an hour on Sunday morning. That's incomplete. We're called to live thankfully 24/7. And so with that in mind, today I'm very excited because we have two people from our congregation who inspire me with their faith, who are going to share their lives from their lives today about what they're thankful about. First, I'm going to invite Andy Fetters to come up. Andy's our council president, and he's going to share a little bit. And then I'm going to invite Terry Andrzejewski to come up. She's a member of our worship team, to come up and share with us this morning. So, Andy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So first, a public service announcement. Sam, did you bring your wreaths today? Okay, so Sam and Drew, if you ordered wreaths from those two gentlemen for their Boy Scout troop, they have those, so connect with them after service. So thank you. I appreciate it. So this year, there's been many worship themes around listening to God and following Him. And that's one of the things that I've tried to do throughout throughout my life. And I think I'm living proof of a work in progress of listening to God and following Him. So this is what I tried to focus on. And as I prepared for today was to listen. So hopefully it's something that you all can take something away. This is also going to be a little bit of an audience participation, so get ready. And there's also going to be a test afterwards, so you're going to have to pay attention. So for you kids who are on school break, still a test. Okay. All right. So what am I thankful for? And where do you begin, right? So God, family, country. So I'm going to take those in reverse order. So from a country standpoint, do we have any current active members in the military, men, women services? Anybody active, current? How about anybody who has served? Bob, show of hands, please. Thank you. I just want to thank you all for your service. My father is an ex-POW from World War II. He's still with us. Just celebrated his 90th birthday, so it means a lot to me. And thank you for your service. So next, I want to get a show of hands. If you have a family member who is in service, or if you know somebody who is in active service or has served, show of hands. That's awesome, and that's not a coincidence, by the way. I really appreciate the service that we get from those men and women who protect our rights and protect our freedoms. And if you get the chance, and I know you already do this, but just another reminder, reach out and thank them for what they do. So next is family, my immediate family. I'm very thankful for my beautiful wife, my wonderful son, and the fact that God has brought them into my life. And that I feel that God has provided us with a servant's heart. We try to serve as much as we can where we can, but obviously there's, you know, you talk about the bucket and the ocean. There's still an ocean of what we can continue to do. And then there's a church family, and that's you all. So. I've had the privilege of serving on the church council for several years. I couldn't even come up with the number. It's been a long time. Back to before we even were in this building. So, long time. And I appreciate how God has brought a group of people from different backgrounds, different experiences, but it's all towards His mission, and it's all towards, you know, listening to Him and following Him and serving Him. You know, I'm thankful to the council members. So, you know, Rich, Sandy, Deb, Bob, you know, you guys do a tremendous job, and that's the current council. Those who have been council members, obviously we wouldn't be here today without what you've done from a service standpoint. And then from as a congregation, I'm thankful for the fact that we have a congregation that not only reaches out worldwide, but at the same time we reach out to our neighbors, as we heard this morning. And, you know, Mike Millison, thank you for, you know, bringing Bosnia to Cave Creek and taking Cave Creek to Bosnia. Where are you, Mike?
He's over there.
There you are. Okay. So thank you for your service in that regard. You're not only serving both communities, but you're serving God at the same time. So thank you. And then there's also, but, you know, the things that go unnoticed and that tend to get overlooked, right? So it's still service, and it's still the things that drive and continue to move our church. An example, I mean, Katie Walker gave a kidney to somebody in her community, and you know, from a humanity standpoint, serving her fellow man is unbelievable. I would like to think that at some point I would have the courage to do that. Reality is, you come for one of my organs, there's going to be a fight. But so that's just an amazing gift. I'm thankful to Sean Chappelle for what he does with the children's ministry, and beyond that, what he provides to myself and to others from his thoughtful insight and inspiration about what he listens and follows. I'm thankful for Sean, for Laura. You know, you're right by his side doing some of the same things. I'm thankful for all the teachers that lead our youth down that path, or attempt to lead our youth down that path. Nancy Haley, who puts together and drives the ushers and the communion, and puts all of that in front of us and continues to push those things, and it's tireless and it's thankless, and I just want to say thank you. That's a service that often goes unrecognized. I think also Don Wark, serving our community by trying to get blood drives. It's not often that you recognize somebody for trying to get your blood, but that's something that serves the community. So Don, thank you for that. I'd also like to thank Obi, your enthusiasm and just how you continue to push and drive Christ in your life and those around you. It's inspirational. So thank you, and it's contagious. By the way, thank you. Michael Bailey, for your work with the young adults. You're new to our area, but it feels like an old shoe, right? You fit right in. I think the kids are loving you, and I think the adults are going to love you for what you're going to produce. So thank you for that. It's one of those things where we've got a congregation that prays for each other. You pray for your neighbors, you pray for the world. The group that we have that went to Kosolo, we've got a well. We're going to build a well in Kosolo, Africa. That's amazing. We're going to provide gifts to parents to give to their children. That's amazing. I'm even thankful for Nick for introducing me to fantasy football. Nick, you here? I'm in last place, but it's okay. I'm still appreciative. And it's an opportunity to connect more closely with my brothers. So I appreciate that. And there's so many others, and I want you all to recognize them. So I'm going to go, they're going to come play. I feel like I'm at the Oscars, right? They're going to come play the music here in a second. I'm going to get pulled off. There's Patty, there's Tamara, there's a sound team, there's a worship team, Peggy, Jennifer, Jeff, Kathy, Elaine, Brian, John, Ken, Terry, David, Janet, Dick, Carol, Laura, Lori, Shirley, and there's so many others, right? And there's so many more of you out there that do more than I see, than we see. But it's greatly appreciated, and I want you to know that. So before the band plays, there's somebody I'm forgetting, and I don't want to forget them. And that's Pastor Paul.
No.
Oh, that is good. I wasn't going to do that. Thank you for your quiet, compassionate leadership.
Thank you.
I can't think of a better role model, a better servant, a better listener to his congregation and to God. So if you take no time to get to know anybody, take the time to get to know Pastor Paul. Okay, so Thank you. Lastly is I'm thankful to God for all the things that I just mentioned, for bringing my wife to me, to bringing our son to us, for bringing us to this congregation, for bringing us to this pastor. It's a powerful thing in your life to be thankful, but to make sure that those around you know that. And I want you all to know that. I want you to know that. I want you to know that. And I'm thankful for God's whispering, and that he's helping me to listen. So I want you all to take that away as well. And the fact that he gave his son, his only son, for me. And again, powerful stuff. So here's the test. What was the theme, right? Service. So Jesus even said, for even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. We are many. We're just a drop in the bucket to those that he did sacrifice his life for. He challenged his disciples to listen and follow him, and to pick up the banner of going out and leading and sharing the word, the beneficial word. And I think it's a call for all of us, and hopefully God was whispering to you. And for some of you, he was whispering. For some, he was probably shouting. But it's an opportunity to hear. And hopefully, you know, connect with each other. Lead. Follow. Serve. And listen to what God is whispering. And so what am I thankful for? I'm thankful for you and the opportunity that I have to share in serving Christ with you. So thank you. Amen.
Well, good morning. My name is Terry Andrzejewski, and earlier this week, Pastor Paul called to see if I would share with you what thankfulness means to me as we approach this Thanksgiving season. For those of you who don't really know me, God created me with a behind-the-scenes servant heart, and so the last place that you would find me would be up front at the center of any type of attention. So I ask that you bear with me. With that said, however, this past year has been a year of many trials for our family, and I would like to share how it has impacted my faith walk. James 1, 2 through 4 says this about trials and tribulations. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. And let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. During our time here on earth, I truly believe that we are given trials at different ages, chapters, and stages in our lives that we can handle only with God's strength. Last summer seemed to mark the start of an overwhelming amount of trials experienced in our family, and for the sake of time, I will only be discussing those that affect my ability to take care of my family responsibilities and household duties. In July of 2013, my husband Ken and I decided to downsize into our existing home. While transitioning and packing, a barefooted Terry, me, decided to slip down an aluminum ladder and injure my right ankle. 3 months pass before I go to the doctors. An MRI confirmed a small tear in the Achilles tendon with a buildup of scar tissue from neglect. The popular black boot that Tamara and Pastor Paul had modeled earlier was now being worn. On Black Friday, a sock-wearing Terry, again me, quickly walks up two steps and rounds the corner into the hallway of our Saltillo-tiled floor, resulting in a fall on my right side and a fractured right elbow. Within a few weeks, physical therapy started for my ankle, and I will never forget the look on my physical therapist's face when explaining why we weren't treating my right arm at the time. Now, during that time, I know deep down in my heart that God was telling me to slow down, but instead of listening to him, I relied on my own understanding, and it went something like this. Even though it may be more challenging to get things done around the house, I am still physically capable of doing it myself. Hindsight has allowed me to reflect on that time period as a missed opportunity to prepare my family for current circumstances and the importance of trusting in God. Proverbs 3:5-6 says this, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight." Fast forwarding, it's now fall, and it's Friday, October 3rd. Our eldest daughter had just moved out, and after 17 years, our twin daughters didn't have to share a room anymore. Friday had marked the start of the second bedroom to be painted and completed by the end of the weekend. An old, somewhat stable wooden ladder was my choice for painting. And after placing it firmly in the corner, I climbed up just a few steps from the top, a cup of paint in my left hand and a paintbrush in my right. And as I started painting, the ladder started to shift, at first from left to right, and then suddenly it had disappeared from underneath me. I had no means of gaining any balance. As I started my descent toward the tiled floor, a sense of peace washed over me. I closed my eyes and said a quick prayer asking God to catch my fall. A shriek of pain echoed through the hallways. Quickly, Ken and my daughter Jamie entered the room, and a phone call to 911 followed. God put it on my heart to pray. Colossians 4:2, devote yourself to prayer with an alert mind and a thankful heart. Now, during the commute to the hospital, I started praying for God's comfort and healing for myself, wisdom for any medical caregivers that would be taking care of me, and for the overall well-being of my family. My trust was solely in him, and knowing that God was in control gave me great peace. Emergency surgery was performed, a fractured left femoral neck, and three screws later, I was told that it would be a 12-week healing process. Now, at this point, I had learned to completely to surrender to God, knowing that there was nothing else for me to do, and that it was in his hands. The term God is good has been a constant since the beginning of this healing process. It has been a comfort seeing how God has worked through my husband, our daughters, our church family, friends and family. Thankfulness radiates in my heart, and I feel so blessed. God's grace has worked through all of you through the Holy Spirit, and I cannot thank you enough for your love, and support in the form of hospital visits, phone calls, text messages, cards, flowers, home-cooked meals, and your prayers. In closing, I would like to share with you the words to the chorus of a Casting Crown song called Just Be Held. It reminds me the importance of turning to him during life's trials. And it goes like this. So when you're on your knees and answers seem so far away, you're not alone. Stop holding on and just be held. Your world's not falling apart. It's falling into place. I'm on the throne. Stop holding on and just be held. The song continues on, reminding us that when our eyes are on the storm, we can easily question his love for us. Yet when our eyes are on the cross, we will know that he has always loved us and always will. How beautiful is that? Thank you.
Thank you so much. Well, thank you, Andy and Terry, so much this morning for sharing just a little bit from your lives. And I pray that this season, that where Abraham Lincoln said it is appropriate and beneficial that we give thanks, is more than that. That it can become just an even greater love affair with Jesus Christ. And thank you for Andy and Terry reminding us of the importance of telling our stories to each other. And so when you're gathered around the table, whenever you are, make sure you take time to give thanks. Tell each other that you're thankful for them, and tell each other why God is so good in your life. Let's just close in a word of prayer. God, thank you. Thank you for Terry and Andy, for their courage to come up and tell us their stories this morning. And more than anything else, God, we thank you that you walk with us. And we thank you for all your goodness every single day. And God, now send us out to be so blessed, and then to be a blessing to others. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.